We are entering the church from Procida Street, the surname of a noble family of Napolitan origin. Now, move further toward the aisle of the central nave. We notice that the stucco has been lost in the upper part. In fact, this entire section was once occupied by a large organ. If we look at the left margin of the photograph we have shared in this audio guide, we can see part of the structure of the lost organ protruding, which completed the collection of highly ornamental furnishings that, like the altar and pulpit, were destroyed during the Civil War. Subsequent renovation work has revealed part of the classicist structure designed in the 17th century, now functioning as an archaeological window. Let's now return to the lower part and pause for a moment to consider the ceramics. The tile collection of the Church of San Juan de la Cruz is one of the most important pieces of Valencian and national heritage. It represents an explosion of shapes and colors, intertwined branches, and garlands framing scenes of varied themes, including lush landscapes and remote architecture, waterfalls, and rockeries. The variation in colors represents a departure from earlier eras. Instead, solid inks are used. Instead, a single color allows for infinite variations depending on the saturation of the pigment relative to the binder and the color applied over the previous one. Thus, yellow becomes brownish, greenish, orange, bluish, or purple, and copper oxide green becomes yellowish, bluish, or whitish. Between 2009 and 2010, 4,300 of the 6,000 pieces housed inside the temple were restored.